Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to be back with you after a couple of weeks traveling, thank goodness, traveling before the hurricane.
Yeah, really. Back to our stomping grounds, Pennsylvania.
Exactly. Back to Pennsylvania, and was glad to get out of there before disaster struck. And, Edmundo Resendez, who you spoke with while I was gone, did a story recently, as a matter of fact, sort of related to kind of your business beat, because utilities are businesses, that local utility companies, including out of Ruidoso, PNM, yeah, out of Ruidoso, sending folks over there, Overton, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, that area, New York, to help with restoring power.
Yeah, and I was just reading about El Paso Electric sending some people to the New York area, and so people are coming together and sending some of their experts over to help get the things up and running, but there's still a lot of work to do.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of work to do, on the cover story this week in your business section in the Las Cruces Sun News today, lots of work happening on the East Mesa. It the new Walmart is really taking shape, and already we're seeing other things being built over there. And you call this a tale of two mesas, really. The East Mesa, lots going on, and I'm assuming not quite as much elsewhere.
Not quite as much on the West Mesa, and that's always been sort of a gripe of the people out there. They would like to have more amenities, more stores, more restaurants out that way. Although there are some projects, and we'll talk about those. But first off, out in the East Mesa, some of this stuff is not new, but we're seeing, you know, the Walmart is really going up. The walls are up. People are asking about it all the time. It's supposed to be open probably in the summer. You know, who knows? Maybe they'll get open a little bit before that. But as expected, it's a giant magnet. As soon as it started to work, as soon as ground broke, you know, more and more projects started to move in or be announced. And as we know, right there on Rinconada near Walmart, there's going to be a new Walgreens is expected to go up. Murphy's Oil gas station is another location that's expected to go up out there. And just down the road a little bit, on North Rise, the corner of North Rise and Sonoma, right near Fitness One, interestingly enough, there is under construction. A lot of people have seen this probably already, a Jack in the Box fast food location. Mm-hmm. So more eateries coming out that way. And I haven't found out a opening date or, you know, a projected opening date for the Jack in the Box yet. But that's just a sign to show you that it is attracting things. It is pulling things out that way. And there's no doubt about that's going to be, because there's going to be a lot of traffic, a lot of people driving around. There's going to be more commercial spots. There's going to be, you know, expected to be some, you know, little strip mall type places like you see near the other Walmarts here in town that'll have stores in them, maybe some clothing retailers, who knows. Those kind of things seem to attract cell phone type stores and all different kind of things and some more eateries. So we keep an eye on that. So talking to some of the people doing the development out there, they're not really coming forth with a lot of necessarily names yet, but there's a lot of talk going on.
Yeah, and of course, a while back, you've mentioned interest in some other restaurants in that area as well that are thinking about, or either that or they're sure they're going to be building out there.
Yeah, exactly. And some of the names had been thrown around before, and some of them have fallen off, but like a Papadou seafood restaurant was one of the ones I remember, and we'll see if the interest returns on that regard or not, but that was several years ago.
Yeah.
But the developers and the people out there and the landowners are talking to a lot of people. The phones are ringing. And as we get more signed, sealed, and delivered locations, we'll report on them.
Yeah, well, and of course, it's, you know, there's even before Walmart went up, there are a lot of new homes in that area, and not too many restaurants, hardly at
no,
all.
No, there aren't very many. Yeah, so. And that's the one thing people are, you know, don't want to have to drive the whole way in if they want to go out to eat, and just a lot of people coming over the mountain from White Sands, and you know, I think a family restaurant, you know, I hate to throw a name out there, like a Cracker Barrel type restaurant would do really well, I think. I'm not saying they're coming there, don't get me wrong.
No, no.
But, you know, just any kind of sort of a family type restaurant right along 70 there, I think would do well.
Yeah, well, and Cracker Barrel certainly does locate along highways.
That's
so
true.
Who knows?
That's
maybe
true.
That will be one, even though we're not starting any rumors.
No. Make that clear. But on the east side of town, a lot of times East Mesa, you think of, you go across the bridge over the Rio Grande, you get out there a little bit farther. But also, some of the stuff that's happening is a little closer into town. We know right there at the corner of Picacho and Motel Boulevard, we've seen a new Dollar General just go up this summer. Went up really fast, actually. Walgreens went in there last year. there's going to be a new, and I guess it's signed, they're just waiting for final approval of a new fast food restaurant right there. Rick Stowes, the commercial realtor who's brokering the deal, told me about it. And they couldn't give me the name yet because they still have to have that final approval from corporate. But it's a fast food restaurant with a drive-thru, and it's supposed to be right there next to the Walgreens.
Okay.
But what he did also say is there's going to be a more commercial space put in there as well, 8,000 square foot of commercial space, also right next to the Walgreens. And there's also already like a national fast food chain looking at that place, part of it.
Okay, so some growth on the west side of town.
I know.
In addition to the East Mason.
Exactly.
All right. Profile this week, you're looking at a nonprofit organization that helps homeless families and children.
Yeah, people ask me sometimes why we have nonprofits in the business section, but the nonprofit is a nonprofit business. That's what it is, a not-for-profit. Jardín de los Niños has been around for a while, this is a place where they take care. It's like a preschool for homeless families and homeless children. It's a really great place if you've never been in there before. And this story sort of talks about a young family who was needing some help and you know, found out about Jardín de los Niños and for their family, and it's helping them. And it talks about Shirley Yaquez. I always have trouble saying. Yaquez is her name, and she's the director of the place, and she's been there for quite some time now, for about 7 years, I think. And you know, it's a place that, just like all nonprofits, they've had, you know, trouble with funding at certain times and, you know, always are looking for a piece of that pie. And it's just, with the economy being the way it's been the last several years, it's been even tougher to get a piece of that pie. But they've been able to keep their head above water and keep moving forward. And, you know, it's a place where people can come and, you know, if they're looking for work or whatever, if they're working, they can leave their children there. And there's a variety of different programs, too, that they can help them out with.
Okay. In the What's New this week, a little light. I don't ever remember just one thing, but we've got one thing.
That's true. Yeah, it was. There's more things going on probably, but I had trouble finding them this week. Sports Clips. It's a national chain. It's a place for men and boys to get their hairs cut. Haircut. great grammar. Get their hair
it's cut. It's Monday.
That's
you
right.
Get it. You get,
I need it.
You get a break.
I'm getting ready for election coverage. So.
Oh, please, don't remind me.
3851 East Loman Avenue, Suite 1. It's just up there by the plaza where Covenant Clinic is located. There's a Jason's Deli right next door. And it's supposed to be a neat place. I've never been in one, but you get haircuts, scalp massage. Hot towel treatment.
Oh my!
So, okay. And I think
I'll need
TVs
that after election night.
Yeah, I think
hot
so.
Hot towel treatment. Okay, we got about 30 seconds, and the Babbling Brook. Consumer confidence is up. Job creation is up. But are people spending more?
Yeah, and I've talked to some shoppers out there, and they're all sort of in between. Some of them say I'll spend about as much as last year, but not more. But we're seeing, you know, credit card use seems to be going up. MasterCard and Visa both had reported income. Not income, reported profit increases. And so it is. Bloomberg News has just recently reported that it's the biggest part of the economy is picking up as this quarter draws to a close.
All right, and we need it. The merchants need it for the holidays. Brooke, thanks for being here.